Welcome to the Business Isn't Usual podcast by Right Way, a podcast designed for business owners to get some advice and ideas through this uncertain time. Today's guest is Anna Steele, who's our business partner based in Rotorua. Anna currently sits on the board of the Rotorua Arts Village, and she's also a facilitator for the Red Meat Profit Partnership and the Agri Women's Development Trust. Today's conversation is looking about how you can use the shutdown to better understand what is important for you and your business. We talk about some processes about how you look at that, and also some ideas about how you instill change in your business so you have a business that's better designed for your goals personally and for the business itself coming out of COVID-19's lockdown. We hope you enjoy today's podcast. Please feel free to leave a review and subscribe where you're listening to this podcast, and also check out all our social media channels for all the latest updates and episodes of this podcast. In particular, make sure you subscribe to the Right Way Business Hub, where we share a lot of updated information, blogs and material, and interaction with other business owners. And hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Anna, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good, very good. Anna, I think to kick off, before we're going to get into our topic for today, I like to ask all our guests recently of what has their conversations been like with business owners? What's your view on what's been going on through the COVID-19 situation? So what's your sense and what's been coming through from the business owners you've been chatting to?
Yeah, it's been interesting, and it's slightly changed over the weeks. Probably the first week or so, it was what the hell, even just before lockdown, like what do we do? This is crazy. We're going to have no money. And whereas in the last couple of weeks, it has changed a bit. And most people I've talked to, not everybody, but most people I've talked to are seeing it as an opportunity to reassess or reset, or they are simply acknowledging that there's nothing that they can do, and so they're using the time to be grateful for their health and well-being. No one's stoked about it, but most people have a fairly good attitude that of the people that I've spoken to.
Yeah, and I think that initial rush that we all had post the lockdown being announced, it was a Saturday and the lockdown was going to be on the Wednesday, so it was this very kind of short turnaround time. Oh no, it was a Monday, wasn't it?
Actually? It was a Monday
to Wednesday.
Yeah.
It was, what does this all mean? And now we're into kind of week three. It was a lot of questions on wage subsidies, and we're kind of through that now, the information part, but there's obviously still the uncertainty of when this will end. But I guess to segue on to the conversation for us today, Anna, is you wanted to have a chat about how do you kind of in some ways make the most out of this opportunity that your business is, is reduced or is locked down, to think about what you actually want from your business. So what do you mean by that?
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? One of the things I've noticed talking to people and listening to people really is that they have taken the time to think about their business and in a wider context how that affects their lives, because most of the people I'm talking to are small to medium sized businesses, and so that provides for them and their family with maybe a few or up to 20-25 employees, but we're not talking about big business here. And so in my conversations and in my advice to people as well, what I'm hearing is that there's an absolute element of people going, I didn't quite have it right, I wasn't doing things right, or the realization that they're actually enjoying some of the things in lockdown. Heaven forbid we should actually learn not to be so busy all the time, or to enjoy making cupcakes with our kids or whatever it is, So I think what I mean about this is what do you actually want to get out of your business, and how can you use this time that has been forced upon us and is a little bit traumatic for all of us, or a lot traumatic for some of us, to your advantage in a way that when we do get up and running again, which is going to take some time, because even once the lockdown is over, there's still going to be a transition into business as normal. But business as normal is not going to be the same again for some time, if ever. So how do you shape or change the business that you've got to the actual thing that you want? And there's, you know, I have some specific examples of clients that have gone, hang on, I'm not quite doing this the way I want, and having but having the opportunity now to actually see that with some clarity. So I don't even think in all cases it's new ideas or it's massive shifts. It's just actually going, like, Taiho, I can see now that that's not quite what I wanted to do, or I haven't quite been doing it right.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's, we've I guess at Rightway we've seen countless examples of business owners, and it's some ways a bit of the nature of the beast, but, you know, working a lot, they're working long hours, and often hitting some form of ceiling within their business or life, which is putting an enormous strain. And whether that's financially, whether it's time with family, whether it's capability, it could be, you know, any one of those sort of things that, yep, that a ceiling within their business structure and their business environment and how they work has caused them stress in some one of those levers. And I think your point, Anna, is really valid on, and I think, you know, we've all questioned purposes and what's important to us through this lockdown, and I guess our life's been simplified, hasn't it, very much. It has given us an opportunity to reflect. So I guess if a business owner, you know, you're chatting to, Anna, has come to you and maybe they don't know what this means or where they start with this, what do we mean about potentially doing things differently, and how could a business owner actually start to think differently? Because for a bunch of business owners, they may have been doing the same thing and been in the same role in their business, or many roles within their business, for a number of years. So to change that pattern is tricky.
Yes, it is. And that's why this situation is quite unique, in that sort of forced time to reset or reflect. And how each business or person goes around doing that is going to be unique to them. But I guess it's creating the opportunity now with the time that we've got, to documenting sort of where where you are now versus where you want to be. And that might be through looking at the business structure. And by that, I mean that in two ways. I mean that in the very sort of accounting, I'm doing inverted commas now, accounting sort of terminology of business, yeah, structures, but also in how your business actually functions, like from a practical level. So you have time now to actually sit down and assess that. And there's obviously conversations that we are used to having with clients, but we don't often get the opportunity because everyone's so busy doing the do. No one wants to actually reflect upon and look at a better way to do that do. Whereas now we have that time. So there's that. There's making the time to look at where you are now versus what you actually want that business to achieve. So that's around, you know, the strategy or the vision. And again, those all that terminology, all it really comes down to is what is it that you want to achieve out of your business? And when you're a small to medium business owner, that's also what do you want to achieve in life, because the yep, two things are intertwined. And how do you do it? And so when we think about, you know, the vision and the mission and the strategy, it all sounds a little bit like, whatever, that doesn't apply to me because I'm just Joe or Hune or Mariana doing the do. Whereas actually it does apply to a small to medium business just as much. It's just because that person is also the one who is the front of house or dealing with customers or doing the admin or paying the wages. They're all of those, or they can be some or all of those things. So they often don't look at that strategic or governance or structural level of their business.
And I think the other part that links into it with structure is the operational side, isn't it, Anna, of the business? Because yes, I think there is no doubt, there's plenty of it on the news, of that how we are all dealing. You know, we're all working from home. We're operating using technology, whether that's Zoom, Microsoft Teams, whatever technology it is. We've had to really question how we've done things, and I know we've talked about it internally here at Rightway that we've been very focused on getting some good information, as an example, out to our customers, but not letting perfect getting in the out of the way of some progress. And I think what this has taught me is that it's amazing how quickly you can actually put some stuff together, how you can produce stuff, how you can get to a solution in this environment. So it then really questions, well, why did some things take us so long previously, or why did we not do those things which previously we always put off? And so I think the operational environment we've done, which technology is part of that, and systems can lead into questioning that structure of the business and how you operate.
Absolutely. And again, that's structure in a different sense, isn't it? It's in that more operational sense. And that, are there things that you were doing before that were not as efficient or didn't help you achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve? And you know, and there's been a few conversations around that where people have gone, actually, by having, you know, John doing this task and only him, that's a big risk to our business. Whereas, you know, because John is actually in a demographic that is you know, susceptible to that's not the right word, susceptible to COVID-19, that they're not able to do anymore, so we have to get somebody else in, so that key personnel, like a change there. Or, you know, other businesses that I've been talking to have realized that they are really limited in who can do what, and that weakness has become evident. Or they've gone, actually, we can do this much more productive if we do it a different way, but this has forced those things onto them, rather than sort of sitting down and going, how could we more efficiently run our business? Who knows how to do certain tasks and operations within our business, and what ones of those are important, or what ones of those are not important, so we could therefore be outsourcing them? Or, you know, and that might be some simple things. You know, bookkeeping is a really good example of that. People are always like, oh, I've got to spend all my time doing bookkeeping. But do you? Is that actually valuable to your business, or is that just something you do because you've never thought about doing it a different way? And that might be the way you work, the way you operate, but it also might be the systems and the processes you use. Like, what can you actually refine to make your business run better post COVID-19, post lockdown, post whatever, but just actually long term, so it's better for you, better for your business, better for you personally, is more efficient, either saves you money or makes you more money, or you know, even if it costs a little bit of money, but it gives you time to do things with your family, then, you know, there's a mixture in there of all of those things.
Yeah, and it's, I guess, an example I had is one of the clients I was chatting to at the start of this, and they're an essential service provider. They are manufacture a product and sell it to supermarkets. So they've been okay through this. But what has really challenged them is part of their business is non-essential services. So that's been shut down. And that is actually where the majority of their staff is. So majority of the staff operate in that space. But the other facet they had is one of the business owner is over 65, and so was conscious of, didn't want to be going into different supermarkets environments. And so just, hey, I've got to be a bit more cautious about life. And so it just really questioned that as business owners, they were central to everything in the business. Now, that is a common thing that business owners find them in, because I'm very good at making great coffee, or I'm very good at building houses, or I'm very, very good at creating marketing campaigns, whatever it might be. But the reality is that has forced those business owners to go, actually, how do I do the same output without me doing it? And I think that is a really, in some ways, it's, you know, it's an unfortunate environment that we're in that's maybe created that situation. But in some ways, it's quite healthy for the business. You know, it's healthy that the business doesn't revolve solely on the business owners being there day in, day out. Because if your business is in that situation, you're setting yourself up to fail, to be blunt.
Yeah, you are. Well, I mean, you're bringing an unnecessary risk into your business as well, aren't you? So
yeah,
I think around who can do the what, the systems, the processes, but there's also the what bits do you want to do? Like, there'll be people sitting there at the moment that are going, God, I'm enjoying not doing the deliveries to the supermarket. God, that annoyed me. Or I actually don't miss doing, you know, that part of the business that I can't do at the moment. And so, well, are there ways that you can structure that so you don't have to? And it might not be all around the internal things. It might be external things as well. I was talking to a client of ours the other day who is in tourism, so obviously that just went bam, bam, overnight. But looking at her business, and like I said, it wasn't actually new ideas. It's stuff that she's talked about before, but she's never had time to really reflect on. She had gone for, over time and through some business decisions that she made, she'd gone for quantity over quality because it seemed like a short-term fix, or it provided a cash flow, and she thought, you know, this is good for my business. But actually having it go to zero overnight, she's like, God, I really didn't enjoy that. And for the same amount of income, I could probably deal with a third less customers. And that's a third less grief in my life. And she's like, and then I can just spend more time with my ponies and my children. And I'm not sure what one that she wanted to spend more time with, her ponies or her children. I didn't judge. But you know what I mean? Like, she'd gone, hang on, I've gone for this, you know, this market of you know, backpackers, and they don't pay me very much, but they cause me just as much stress, and I have to put three times as many of them through to the New Zealand market, who only comes on the weekends and et cetera, who pay me more, who are better, you know, return customers every year. She enjoys dealing with them more. You still get the complaints, etc., but you just have a third of them.
Correct, and that just speaks, Anna, I guess, as a reflection aspect in some ways that business owners can think about is what your value proposition. Now, I think that is maybe tough for people to go, well, hey, look, it's easy for people on podcasts to talk about value propositions when they're sitting there in front of their computers when I've got no money coming through the door. But the value proposition you offer your customers, quantity versus quality, is a really good question for people to ask. And I think there is so many, we are going to be going into a different world. We're going to be going into recession. There is no two ways about that. And a little plug of a future podcast, we've actually got a guest, Mike Stokes from Sales Syndicate and Incubator, coming on to talk about sales in a recession. So that's coming out in the next few weeks. But how you actually sell and how you create value is going to be so important. Doesn't matter what you do, because there's going to be less money around. So if your value proposition is not, if you're not clear on it, if it's not reviewed, it's going to be tougher when you go. If you think you're just going to go out there, sell the same product, the same service at the same rate and get the same outcome, you won't.
Yeah.
I think is a key point.
Yes. Yeah. And it's about looking at, your value proposition, but what is the things that you actually want to do and bring in? Because we are going to have to try and make money in this new landscape that we're going to be faced with. And I get that people will be going, what do you know? You're sitting there, like you say, you're sitting there, you've got your job, you're still. But people have time to reset that. And look, some of it's going to be forced on people anyway. Some people are going to have to look at their businesses and make some pretty tough choices about how they continue and whether they want to continue. And not everyone is going to want to continue. You know, they're talking about, you know, 30% of businesses are going to go under in this recession. Not all of those are going to go under because they have to. Some people are going to choose that this is too hard. Yeah. So, and you know, because there is some advantages to being an employee. You don't have the risk. You don't have the stress. So for those that want to continue, they are going to have to look at their business anyway to figure out how they continue and what is the value that they bring to this new landscape that COVID-19 has forced upon us all. And that will be, as well as how you operate internally, who are the people that want or need the service or product that you provide?
So I guess, Anna, what's some practical steps a business owner can take to sort of, you know, and maybe it's a bit hard on a podcast for us to describe this, but like how would you, if you're sitting there today and going, actually, I want to spend some time really thinking about my business and reviewing it, what would the process, like if we were sitting with a customer now, what would be the process you would take them through?
Whether I was sitting with a client, whether I was doing it, you know, through the online or getting them to do it themselves, I would be getting stuff out of their head and onto either a whiteboard or a big bit of paper or, you know, on a document of some description, and working through, I guess, there are tools that we have around where are you now and what does that look like, and then working through actually where you want to be and finding the things that you need to do in between those to make that a reality. And I would probably start with doing some good old-fashioned brainstorming. I would start with just with a blank bit of paper and just get everything out of your head, because one of the things that's happening at the moment for a lot of people, and this isn't just around business, this is around just life in general, is that we've got all of these ideas and all of these thoughts swirling around in our brains, but actually getting them out of our brains onto a bit of paper is useful, because it helps to clarify, it helps to, you immediately see some things and I'm like, oh, no, or it actually brings more ideas to the table. You can think on it and come back and add to it and change and amend. So, you know, the first thing I would do would be a brainstorm. And if you don't have a whiteboard or a blackboard at home, do it on a bit of paper. Get a bit of, you know, get, if you've got kids, get some of the art paper or just or whatever, a notebook. It doesn't matter. I think you indicated it earlier in the podcast about how we let perfection get in the way of just getting started. Just start. Just start writing things down. And then if you want to, like, it is something that we actually do a lot of work on. We do working with people on strategy, and at the moment we've got some pretty cool resources around that that we can offer. I would honestly just get started. Just get started. Dump all those ideas. Every client I have spoken to, and I've been making a bit of an effort to talk to all my clients in the last couple of weeks just to see how they are, have got ideas about how they want to change, about what they want to do that's slightly different. Because, and most of them, if I'm honest, is around they realize that it's actually quite nice not to be so busy all the time. Yeah. And it's quite, so they're like, how can I change what I do? And so I'm just encouraging them to not stress about it, because there's also, you know, I'm sure you've seen the memes on social media about, you know, if you don't come out of this with a six pack or whatever, it's like, yeah, whatever. You also have to be kind to yourself, but you can spend the time, whether it's over a glass of wine with whoever you're in isolation with, or whether it's by yourself and quiet with, if you can do that, just spend some time brainstorming where you're at and maybe where you want to be as well. Depends on how much you want to go into that.
Yeah. And I think just to add to what I heard from, I was speaking to another business partner, Greg, who was on our first podcast around cash flow, and a similar thing he's advising his customers. And the only thing he added to that sort of idea was, you know, taking that to the next stage is, you know, maybe whether it's circling or whatever is color coding what is a negative and what's a positive in that brainstorm. And then I thought the next step he suggested, which was quite good, is also in some ways scoring them. So what, you know, if it's a massive, if it's something that's critical to the business now, you maybe give it a +5 or an ABC scoring. What is not so critical, maybe it's -5 or a 0 or whatever scoring, but you can come up with your own scoring metrics. And I think that's really important to give clarity to all the ideas, but also, hey, there is some stuff I need to sort out now. What is that? But also, what are the big opportunities for me out of this? Because yes. I think what I see with business owners is there's so much going on in their heads, and there's all this press and news we're getting each day about COVID-19 and when we're going to open up and what does that look like and what's this wage subsidy and so on and so forth, what's the bank going to offer me, that getting clarity and really understanding, hey, this is what's important today, this is what I can affect, but also this is what I want to be mindful of because this is my opportunity, is a really good first step.
Absolutely. And what can you do this week or next week? Or because it's overwhelming. If you try and do everything that you need to do in the next 14 days, you're just not going to do it. And you're certainly not going to do it well. And I think, one of the things, Greg spoke about in his podcast about having a really good look at your cash flow. And that's yeah. part of this as well. There will be things that you were spending money on before just out of habit or just because you always have or because you've never really looked at it. Whereas I've sort of been saying to everybody, look, have a really hard look at what you can stop, either put on hold for now or reduce or minimize. And some of those expenses you might not go back to because you will have been, and this is personally as well as for your business, there will be things that you were spending money on that you just didn't need to. And that actually is not mutually exclusive from this other stuff that we're talking about around the structure of your business or how you operate or the systems and processes you use. They're all very much intertwined.
Yeah, and I think it's just really interesting that with this lockdown, it's whether it's cash flow, whether it's your business, there is just this awesome opportunity just to sit and actually have a think. And I know that's we've mentioned this a lot, under a very stressful situation. But in some ways, like as you said, Anna, as Greg said, is when you look at the bare bones of what you need for your business, whether that's capability, whether it's skill sets, whether it's infrastructure and capital, it's surprising maybe what that number can be or what you actually need to move forward. And a lot of that is also there's a lot of stuff, and I imagine every business owner knows this. There'll be a lot of things that they've got in their business, and it's the answer to is, why are you doing it that way, or why have you got that, or why are you spending money there? The answer will be is, oh, we've always done it that way. Well, this is the opportunity to actually quash that question and go, well, no, we're not always going to do it that way. Let's actually explore if there's another opportunity to do it. Anna, yeah.
I was going to say, there's always been that adage that, sounds a bit terrible. Working on your business, not in your business. And, as soon as someone says it, you almost want to cry or something. But yes. But at the moment, you kind of have that. If you can create the space in your day, and I am really conscious that we can't spend all of your lockdown preparing to come out of this bigger and bolder the better, because sometime you just have to also grieve for the fact that you're in lockdown and the world is changing and you can do nothing about it. But you actually have some time and some space now, if you can create that, to look at work on your business. All those things that you were just saying, all those things that you've never changed before, you've never questioned, you've never tested, you've never probed, you've never prodded. Now you can go, why do we do it that way? And is that the best way for us to do it? Why do I do all of these things myself? Or can I outsource or change? Or who is the person that does this really important part of my business? And does that put me at risk? Is there a better way for me to do that? All of those things you can test. And I think if we go back to that brainstorm or like Greg said, do the brainstorm and then pull out the top three or the top five or the top one, whatever it is, whatever you can deal with at the moment, and start with that. Start with what can you test and amend and prod and question and be like you are, we would expect you to be doing with your cash flow right now, really challenge assumptions in your business that you never have before because you haven't had the space and the time. And if I think back to the customer I was talking to the other day who's looking at changing, her client base, she'd thought about that before. She knew that one was better than the other, but she'd never given it the time because she was always just trying to do and get people through the door, be a wonderful host, make sure everyone was happy. And while she knew it was something that had been lurking in the back of her mind, she'd never just sat down and gone, oh, it's so obvious now. see it. I have with some clarity. And it was almost like a relief when I talked to her. She's like, oh, I see it so much more clearly now.
So, Anna, I think just, I guess, final part is just before we wrap up here is, I guess, any final things we might have missed or tips or final sort of parting words of wisdom you want to pass on to the listeners?
Words of wisdom. Oh, dear, we could be here for a while. No, I think the focus really needs to be on what makes your business better in a way that is obviously profitable for you, because we do need our businesses to be profitable, but also productive and efficient. But then also just maybe reflect back on what is it that you actually enjoy, and what is it that makes you want to be in business? Because there will be some people that just go, do you know what? This is too hard. I'd rather go and work for someone or whatever it is. So I really think that we spend the next few months looking at our businesses in a way that we can shape them to be the business that we want them to be. But I also think we need to do it in a way that's realistic, because you're not going to be able to change anything. You're not going to have the cash flow you did before. So you need to look at it in a way that, how can I carry this business forward? You know, what have I learned? What have I reflected on during this time that is going to make my business better to achieve the things that I want to in my life? Yeah, I don't know if it was wise or not. Probably not.
No, that's great. And that's, I think, a perfect time to wrap up. So thank you very much, Anna, for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you, Stu. Take it easy.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Business Isn't Usual podcast by Right Way. If you like what you hear, please subscribe on the platform that you're listening to this podcast on, and please feel free to leave us a review. As always, check out our social media to keep up to date with any new episodes that are getting launched on this podcast.